Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb in for Colin Cowherd. And we got a great couple of hours for you leading up to our U.S. national team in 1 hour taking the field against England. This is a personal revolt, right? It's a personal revolt because we don't call it a pitch. So, like, again, help me out with this one, Jay Stu. I'm struggling here. Like, if we're gonna call it a pitch, right? If we're gonna call your soccer cleats boots, like, don't we have to then call soccer cleats boots, and then call your uniform a kit? Like, how can you go? It's a real weird thing to just pick out one word that, okay, now we're gonna do the European soccer talk and use their decisions. Like, now are elevators lifts now? Help me out here.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it. I kind of like that we've taken our own vernacular. It's soccer, and you play with cleats, and you have uniforms. And we're not going to be very good at your sport, and we don't care that we're not good at your sport. I kind of like that attitude.
Well, no, I don't understand, like, the halfway thing, right?
I get it. Yeah,
I don't understand. Like, you got to call it. It's a pitch. Well, no, it's a field. No, it's a pitch. Soccer, it's a pitch. No, in European soccer, it's a pitch. Okay, but again, why did I go halfway? That's like, that's like when we look at the Bible. Like, well, it says in the Bible. Like, okay, are we going to use all that says in the Bible, or only the part that we like in the Bible? Like, I really agree with that part of the Bible. So that's the one that it sounds cool. So that's the one I'm going to use. I say this because I'm wearing cloths of two completely different fabrics, and I don't want to be stoned when I walk outside this room. I do not want that to happen. Anyway, enough Bible talk, enough kit talk. Okay, so help me out here. So here's the way it stands as of now. Right? So we tied with Wales. England, which I'm still super confused by. Like, Wales, you want to talk about Wales having it both ways. In the Olympics, they compete with as Great Britain, right? They compete on this. They don't stand on their own. Only in soccer, which they're good at and passionate about, do they compete on their own as a nation? That doesn't make any sense. No sense at all to me. I really don't get. Now, should we be better than a country of, what is it, 5 million people? Yes, we should be better than a country of 5 million people. Don't give me the, well, you know, they train from birth. Like, okay, we can't have a team of dudes that train from birth? I don't know. But I don't understand the Wales thing. I don't. Sometimes they're with England, sometimes they're not. In international competition, I don't get that one. Anyway, they lost to Iran earlier today, which sets up, like, this is what we've been waiting our entire lives for. Because you think we have rivalries in football, right? I mean, Giants and Cowboys, good rivalry. You know, and now Commanders, I guess, and everybody, like, that division, always good rivalries. And, of course, this is rivalry weekend in college football. You had the Egg Bowl last night. You have the Iron Bowl. You got Notre Dame SC at the Coliseum. That should be a great one this weekend. I got my picks 5 for 5 upcoming later on in the show. But nationally, Russia was exposed as juice heads, so they're not really. And since the breakup of the Soviet Union, they haven't been able to be truly competitive in basketball, which felt like that's our sport. That's one we could have a rivalry with. So we haven't had any great international rivalry. I think we can all agree Iran is it's the perfect mark. Now, England could be a great rivalry. They've been classic, like, hyped up, I guess, underachievers internationally in soccer for a long time. And we did break away from their country. And there was actually a war between us, but it was like over 250 years ago. So I don't know. But, you know, England and the U.S. is a lot like Alabama playing Georgia, right? Where, you know, Kirby Smart once upon a time was at Alabama, but he came back home to Georgia, and now they're in many ways better than Alabama. I don't know. That's probably the easiest parallel I could make. But the idea that the match with Iran is everything to us. And it is Iran, which is a natural political rival right now, a religious, in many ways, rival, a fanatic rivalry. Like, who can't get behind that one? The only problem with the Iran thing rivalry is we're used to being David and everybody else being Goliath in these big soccer matches. And I'm not going to say we're Goliath, but we're definitely a prohibitive favorite over the Iranis, aren't we? Jay Stu, more fired up for today or for Monday in terms of soccer?
Definitely the one with Iran, especially after I read the details of what this Wales loss does. It's basically we beat Iran on Tuesday, regardless of what happens today, and we move forward. And by we, I mean us, USA. What you just said about the political rivalry and all that stuff, I think that's what a lot of people don't want to get into, right? I think there's a lot of people that are like, look, leave the political stuff out. This is all about the pitch. It's all about the sporting competition. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's all about the pitch and sporting competition. Who are we kidding? I mean, think back to our childhood and some of our favorite movies. I mean, Rocky IV.
If I could change, you could change, we all could change, right? Remember that?
Or Red Dawn. Did you watch the remake of Red Dawn?
I never got around to it, no.
I didn't either. Wolverines! Like, Red Dawn was everybody's fear if you're a child of the 80s, right? So I think, yeah, I'm you can't avoid the political stuff. You can't avoid the religious fanaticism stuff. Right? It's Iran. Like, it's not really, it's not controversial to say that they have supported terrorist organizations that have done and wanted to do harm to the United States or to our allies. This one's an easy one. This one's a layup. You're not. It's not like the. I'll give you the example. It's digging up. It's not like you have to do what the Washington Post did, digging up history on Jerry Jones. You know, Jerry Jones had. There's a Washington Post story which had a picture of him during a protest at North Little Rock High School, which is part of, I think it was called the Little Rock Nine, is when they integrated the high schools there. And an ugly scene where they're shouting at a young, I think that picture was a young black male. He's going into the high school. And Jerry Jones, who yesterday said, like, it was out of curiosity, he was 15 years old. But the bigger thing was, like, it was 65 years ago, and yet Jerry has, in some levels, it's what you have done since and what you have learned from that time. It did feel like a hit job. It did. Especially because you can, there's lots of people who have said lots of things that they don't like about Jerry Jones. Too involved in football decision making. You know, gets too in love with his own players, overpays guys, Ezekiel Elliott, who actually looked very good yesterday, by the way, in their win. But of all of the rhetoric about Jerry Jones, no one's ever said, you know, he's actually a racist, you know? And it the lack of context provided in it and understanding of, like, again, maybe actually it's the perfect thing. That's the snapshot of where we were as a country 65 years ago and where we are now and how crazy the growth has gotten. And there's obviously still more room to grow. I look at it as, you know that picture of the evolving man? You guys ever seen that where it starts as the, it starts with like, you're like hunched over and then by the end, the male is standing up completely. You know, it's evolution of man as a poster. Like, we're all like that. And none of us are at the, none of us are, what is it, Homo erectus? None of us are standing up straight. We're all in various parts of our evolution as a human being. And as a country, we're still, we're not completely evolved, but we're kind of getting there. And then we de-evolve at times, but generally we're on a path of being better. Here's Jerry Jones on the win yesterday.
And Jerry Jones told us, he talked to Odell today, do you increase the recruiting pitch this weekend?
You talked to him today? I'm sure Jerry did a great job of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to enjoy this bye weekend, maybe send a message or so. But I'm confident in the guys we have. As I've told you, it would help, obviously, having a guy like that. But we've got some great players in that locker room.
I mean, Dak is so good. He's so good at handling the politics of this thing. You know, because what you say, remember, like, everybody always thinks, well, you know, you add another guy and suddenly now you rule the world. But you add a guy. Now, what does that do to Michael Gallup's reps? What does it do? The idea would be if you have to double C.D. Lamb, right, OBJ, much like last year with his Rams, becomes the beneficiary of it. But in addition to not knowing what OBJ is going to look like or play like or feel like or, you know, like, look, when you're coming off your second ACL surgery, and it's not like you've had a preseason or ramp-up time. You're going to plug him in, and he's going to go from 0 to 100 and play down the stretch and in the playoff games? Okay, it may work. But there's also the, if you put him in, that slides Michael Gallup down a spot. That cuts his reps or you know, his targets in half. And how does that fit in the – and look, if you want to win, you want more dudes, you need more help – there's somebody here to help, that's great. But I don't think people pay enough attention to the old adage of more is not more. Less is, in fact, more. Like, cliches are said way too many times, but oftentimes it's because they're true. When the going gets tough, the tough actually do get going. That's actually how it works. Total cliche to say, I understand. But more has never been more. Less is more. And yeah, no, look, and you can sit there and point out, hey, man, Von Miller, OBJ last year, got it. Right? It did work for the Rams. It may work for the Cowboys. But I thought that Dak, man, he avoided that landmine. He was so good at it. I might send a message, but the guys we have in this locker room, guys we have in this locker room, we got enough. He's the best. Coming up next, Dante Whitner is going to join us. He covers the Niners. He also played for Ohio State. I want to talk a little big game, Ohio State, Michigan. But feels like the Niners are now a Super Bowl, not just contender favorite sort of team. Right? They were a play away from getting there last year. You add Christian McCaffrey. You have Nick Bosa back fully healthy. Right? Last year took him a season to kind of have the season to get going. We'll ask Dante Whitner what he thinks about the Cowboys. Does he think OBJ actually helps them? And has he seen what I've seen from the Niners the past couple weeks? That's next. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Going to catch up with Dante Whitner in the very near future. I got my 5 for 5 upcoming for you as we preview so many of these big football games. Michigan, Ohio State. Isn't it for Paul Bunyan's axe? I love that. Running around with the axe. That's Minnesota, Wisconsin. Of course, you have Notre Dame taking on USC. So many good games. South Carolina taking on Clemson, right? Can South Carolina upset Clemson? That's an interesting one. And then, of course, we've got a weekend of NFL games. It's Black Friday. Ryan, have you ever done the Black Friday thing? Have you ever slept out in a car in a line and gone to, you know, Best Buy or Walmart or any of these and done the big Black Friday things? Like I just sit there and I go, I don't know. I think I want to do it once. I do. I think I want to do it once. One, because I get up super early anyway. I'm not really asleep. Maybe next year, right? Maybe next year we get to sleep. We get a little. I have a tent. I've done the backyard tenting thing. I just go do a tent on a sidewalk, and just to see the chaos. It feels like there's not as much hype over Black Friday with Cyber Monday upcoming. And even Cyber Monday, people do pre-Cyber Monday sales. Like, that feels like pre-boarding an airplane. You want to get on a plane before you get on a plane? You want a pre-sale sale? It's just a sale. I'm not alone in thinking this. How do you have a pre-sale sale? You either have a sale or you have retail price or list price. I'm confused. And my inbox in my email is equally confused. Yeah, I want to buy something today. Just to say I bought something today, but do I want to buy something? I don't know. And I also read where some stores are now going to charge you for taking things back. Finally getting on to us. Let's get to Jason Stewart with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So, Doug, everybody was waiting on what the results of the MRI today with All-Pro Von Miller in Buffalo. Ian Rappaport is saying that he sustained a lateral meniscus tear in his knee, and it's a wait-and-see mode. He reported himself earlier that he'll be out 1 to 2 weeks. I guess the takeaway here is that it's not an ACL tear. He's likely going to need surgery, but maybe after the season.
Yeah, you can play through it. That's it. You can play through it. So, look, the big thing is that means Von Miller can play in the playoffs. So one would guess that how much are they going to need him most of the rest of the regular season? One misconception is people are acting like we're on like week 16 or week 17. We are not. There's still a lot of football to be played. And for the Bills, who are 8-3, you got to finish strong here. They got the Patriots next week. Obviously not going to play in that. Won't play in the Jets game. Probably won't play in the Dolphins game. And then they finish up at the Bears, at the Bengals, and then the Patriots. I'm not sure we see Von Miller the rest of the season, rest of the regular season. But, you know, he's, God bless him for playing last night, but he's kind of in the mercenary mode where you bring him in to play in the playoffs. So, thankfully, it's not an ACL. That means we'll see him in the playoffs. And the way those things work, I believe, if he doesn't have surgery, is it's just a pain tolerance thing. That it may lock up on you a little bit, but it's just a pain tolerance thing that you can actually play through it and be fine if you can play through the pain and then the swelling you'll get the next day.
Now, as the NFL world kind of keeps an eye on Sean Payton and what he's doing, a great job, by the way, at Fox Sports. Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano had a report this week where among the teams that Payton is reportedly keeping an eye on, and again, both these teams have head coaches, but it's interesting discussion in our world, the Cardinals and the Chargers. And my question for you is, which job is better and why?
Well, the Chargers is a better job because they have Justin Herbert. You know, outside of Emmanuel Acho, everyone thinks that Justin Herbert's a dude. And they have, it's not for lack of talent. Now, they have had, they consistently find a way to have injured players at key positions. You know? And, like, look, the last two losses, those aren't bad losses. They could have and should have beaten the Niners. The Niners, as they're currently constituted, like, that's a Super Bowl caliber roster. They have a similar roster to the Chargers with a more experienced, less talented quarterback. The only difference is they're healthier, right? And they lose 22-16. Then they play the Chiefs. They score a touchdown, and Pat Mahomes comes and does what Pat Mahomes does. And then, you know, I thought they – I don't know why they try to – a quarterback draw on first down. But, I mean, outside of that, you got 30 seconds left and you lose a game. I mean, in many ways, Herbert played better than Mahomes last week. Obviously, Mahomes does Mahomes magic in the second half. So I think the reason it's better is Kyler Murray has talent. Kyler Murray's an athlete. But I guess you could say that no one's been better with a diminutive quarterback like Drew Brees than Sean Payton, but the Chargers have a better quarterback and better dudes, and yeah, that one would be a better fit. I just Didn't they just give a Cliff a contract extension? They gave everybody extension?
They did. They did, yeah.
Okay.
And by the way,
they play each other this weekend.
Yeah, no, they do. And by the way, Brandon Staley, and you know, I'm an admitted Fire Chargers fan, as you are. Brandon Staley, what a difference a year makes, right? A year ago, he was like the chance taker, the risk taker, the guy that was like pushing the envelope of how NFL coaching is going to be in the future and analytics and fourth down and all this stuff. And right now, it's just like, you know, he's played it real conservative this year. And this team is right around 500. And it's just kind of a meh year, you know. We got to give him a little bit for the injuries, but... you know, compared to a year ago, Brandon Staley's kind of stature or status with the team seems a little bit off.
I would agree. Like, it's very interesting, and I know that you know he would tell you that everything he did last year was based upon analytics, and just about this year that we're the ones that you know don't understand the difference. It is weird though when you hear people say, you know, Brandon Staley always goes for it on fourth down. Like that doesn't you haven't watched this year. It hasn't been the case. Now, part of it is like, he hasn't had all-pro left tackle for almost all but one game. And, you know, he didn't have his center last week. Last 2 weeks, he didn't have his, you know, right tackle and then have his guard. Like, so when you're replacing offensive linemen, that's going to change how much you can protect, how much you can run the football, how you can do a lot of different things. But, yes, he has gone from – it's like he was AOC last year. And now he's Pat Buchanan this year. Like, what happened to that dude?
Pat Buchanan. That's a deep pool.
That was a pretty good pool, right? That was good.
Flashback to the late 80s.
I had a good one. I was doing a college game last year, and there was a kid who always goes left. And I said, he goes left more. He leans left, goes left more than AOC. People love that line.
That's good. You know, you and our guest Ben Volin last hour kind of went at it about this. And, you know, you've been in the minority on this. From the beginning,
sure.
You said the Jeff Saturday hiring was kind of like an open-minded idea, like kind of a why not? You know, it's out of the box. But, you know, as I think Ben Volin falls in with a lot of people in the business saying that this was an awful hire and he skipped all the steps, but... the news today is kind of about the Frank Reich firing, not necessarily the Jeff Saturday hiring. Remember, on Sunday, coming off the Eagles' win over the Colts, Nick Sirianni, who's a lifetime friend of Frank Reich and Frank Reich's his mentor, said that win was for Frank, and he took issue with the way that Frank was handled, and he shouldn't have been fired. So this week, Jim Irsay has felt compelled to defend the firing. The guy that owns the team is compelled to defend the firing of what he does with his team. He says it's not personal. In fact, it's the very opposite of being personal. Frank is a treasured friend of mine. And all my daughters, we go a long way back. It's very close. I extended him 2 years into his contract last year. This was a football decision. What do you make of Jim Irsay having to defend the firing of Frank Reich?
I think Nick Sirianni is totally out of place, you know. And look, they've done a good job. It's inarguable. And they had a great comeback last week. And he does the, you know, the rah-rah with the home crowd or whatever. But, like, first of all, you played the softest schedule in the National Football League. Talk to me when you start playing some real teams. Okay, you played the Cowboys that didn't have Dak. You know, like, we'll see when you start playing some real teams. But... look, here's the big thing we're going to have to get to. Jim Irsay owns the team. He has the right to do whatever the hell he wants to do within reason. And I think we could all agree that it wasn't working. You know, it just wasn't. I don't know why they pulled Matt Ryan as quarterback. And, of course, the second they switched to Jeff Saturday changes back to Matt Ryan. You know, some people believe that's Irsay. Again, like, these are weird decisions that... why do you make them? Why did they run off Carson Wentz? Why did they sign Carson Wentz? How much of it was Reich? How much of it was Irsay? Like, all of those things. But he owns the team. If he wants to fire the head coach, he can fire the head coach. even if it's to the detriment of the team. If he wants to hire a guy who played center, who he likes, who's an analyst on TV, he's like, man, I think he's a smart guy. That's the guy I want to have lead men. He can. And all of us commenting on somebody else, that's like commenting on like, you shouldn't raise your kids that way. You know, you shouldn't give your kids a phone when they're in sixth grade. You shouldn't do that. Like, okay, but it's not your kid. That's Jason Stewart with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
So this is the honest question for you, Jason. Okay. Well, I'm not anti-soccer. Like, I played soccer as a kid, and, you know, it was, you know, when you grow up in Southern California, everybody plays soccer. And then I played club soccer. And for whatever reason, I know why I quit soccer. Wasn't just my dad was a basketball guy. Like, I played baseball and football, you know, all the way up and into high school. Like, I don't remember anybody that I knew that I in my friend group that kept playing soccer. It just didn't happen. Now, this becomes an incredibly important week for U.S. soccer. Because if you win both of these matches, like, again, we know how it all sets out. They beat Iran and they advance out of the group. Right? But if you can win both and win the group and beat England, now all of a sudden the world, and more importantly, our country kind of takes notice. You know, I have a dear friend who was a great football player. His son was a great soccer player. And I think he was 12 at the time. And he was on some team that was, he was set to be offered to join a junior team in Spain, you know, whether it was Barcelona or Estudiantes or whatever. And he went up to his dad and he's like, Dad, I don't like soccer. Like, and he had trained 4 hours a day since he was like 6 or 7 years old. And he was playing at the national level and set to leave the country to go and travel. And both his parents were athletes and and his mom's side is just an incredibly athletic family. And he just didn't want to do it anymore. Didn't like it. It wasn't cool, you know? It just becomes incredibly important. And I hate this idea of, well, you know, today's game match doesn't mean anything. Like, what are you talking about? It means everything. There's a similarity here to, like, I coach AU basketball most weekends, you know, and you're like, well, you know, we look ahead and all that matters is we get out of our pool. And then once we get into the bracket, you know, then we can play everybody on pool day and then bracket play we don't. And whatever seed we get doesn't really matter. As long as we beat Iran, we get out. And so there is part of you that says, okay, well, you could rest a guy or two. You don't have to go for it. You don't feel bad. But then there's parts like if the idea of having a winning mentality is to try and win every match, and England is a historically great soccer country, there should be no utterance today of, doesn't matter. We got Iran on Monday. I mean, it doesn't matter. We just tied Wales. Let's go beat the. Did we call them Brits? Are they the English? I don't even know. I'm still spinning from the idea that Wales is its own country only in this sort of thing, but not in most other national competitions.
Now you raised this question. On our regular show, and I did a little bit of research. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't want to put too much effort into this. But
sure.
The Quora.com or whatever, the reason that they do the Olympics as one big, I don't know, UK and not soccer, the reason given on that was unclear. It basically said, well,
because they weren't any good.
They've been playing soccer a lot longer or something like that. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know the answer to this. I think the answer to your question is it Brit or England or English. It's English, right? Today anyways.
Yeah. So wait. So, but aren't the English the British? Or is Great
yes.
Britain or is Great Britain the British?
The Welsh are British too.
Are they?
As are the Scottish. Yeah.
But like if somebody who's from Wales walks up to you and says, I'm from Wales, and you called him a Brit, would they get mad? Like, no, I'm the Welsh.
They won't get mad. No, that's, I think they are a Brit because they're on the British Isle. You know, they're a part of Great Britain. So they're Welsh and British. They're just not English. I think they'd get upset there.
Okay. Okay. This is a side question. Why do we call it putting English on a ball when the ball spins?
Why do we call it an English muffin?
Well, that's a good question. By the way, English McMuffins, kind of fantastic. Can we all disagree on lots of things politically and on our views on soccer and sports and who's a great quarterback and who's the GOAT and Jordan or LeBron or whatever, but we can all agree, like, English muffins, pretty good, right?
They're never bad.
They're never bad. There's never, like, no one else is like, I don't know, English muffin, I don't know. They're good with stuff on it. They're good plain. They're good with butter on it. They're really good. Very good. And then whoever you are out there at McDonald's world, because it started at McDonald's, who's like, you know, we can put a little egg sort of substance and some sausage on it and cheese on it, call it an Egg McMuffin. You, sir, huh? I mean, you go directly to, I mean, you just tell St. Peter, hey, the English muffin, that's me. You're like, hey. And then whoever invented the McGriddle, that guy, he goes straight through all the way up top. I think we can all agree on that. You know, this weekend we have huge games in college football, and I want to get to. I'll get my picks upcoming. But this is we're in this weird space. Do you remember? And I will credit Colin, because Colin's great in terms of what Colin did when Colin was right, when Colin was wrong. He and I were like the only two guys. Like, are we sure we want to run off Harbaugh? There were a lot of people, Michigan people, like, well, you know, the program's a little bit better, but can't beat Ohio State. And when I first started doing radio, it was in Oklahoma City on a station called WWLS in Oklahoma City. Shout out to Larry Bastida, my old boss, who gave me a shot. And when Bob Stoops took over at Oklahoma, if you go back and remember, Mac Brown couldn't beat him. It was big game Bob, and Oklahoma dominated him. And then eventually, Texas broke through, and that's when Texas had Vince Young and then had Colt McCoy. And it was they were starting to split those games. The point is that when you have a dominant program and you have Ohio State, and they were so far ahead of you in terms of their talent and the level of confidence. And here's the easiest way to, I got a chance. What day is today? Today is Friday. So this is 2 days ago. I was in Stillwater at my alma mater, Oklahoma State. And I got a chance to, I was lifting with one of their assistant strength coaches, a guy named Jamie Blatnick, who played there and played in the NFL. He literally looks like The Rock, like 10 years younger, but the same sort of physique. Like, he blocks out the sun. And so Mike Gundy was on an elliptical, and so we start talking. And, you know, I'd been to the game. And if you watched Oklahoma State last week, and Oklahoma State has a lot of injuries, but they were down 28-0 to start the game. And from that point forward, from the end of the first quarter, like, they kind of dominated the game. They still had a chance. I thought he should have kicked the field goal in the third quarter when he went for it, down deep in OU territory. They didn't play well enough to win. And Oklahoma was ready, and they schemed him up, and they had guys running wide open. But he said, you know, we had 16 starters who had never played in a Bedlam game. And I knew what that meant. That meant, like, if you haven't experienced it, it's really hard to understand that level. If you haven't played in the NFL playoffs, in the NCAA tournament, in a huge rivalry game in college football, if you haven't played in the NBA, the NBA playoffs, or it's a different sport than the NBA regular season. Like, guys come out and they're like, it's like summer league to regular season, then regular season to playoffs. It's a completely different sport. And so the point is that Oklahoma State had 16 guys that were starters that hadn't played in that game, and they got punched in the mouth that they just didn't, had no idea that level was coming at them. Well, now you fast forward that to Ohio State and Michigan. And look, granted, 2 years ago, it's a COVID year. There's a lot of weird stuff going on. Or is it, But now you have a group of Michigan players who they don't have to just say it. They've actually experienced it. And while they're, I think, 8 or 8.5, depending on what book you, underdog, and Ohio State's really good. CJ Stroud's really good. They have an outstanding team. And Ryan Day goes and hires, frankly, Oklahoma State's former defensive coordinator. They spent a ton of money to go, and he's been awesome, and they've been better. So this is not an Ohio State's not good. They're really good. And probably, if they played 10 times, they probably win 6 this year. I don't think 7, maybe 7. I don't know. But having experienced beating Ohio State, it dramatically changes the dynamic of that rivalry, as we'll see it this upcoming Saturday. All right, speaking of that rivalry and the other rivalries, all right, got my picks, 5 college, 5 pro. And the numbers will tell you I'm doing pretty good with the picks. So take it what it's worth. It's next in the Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet 5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. 200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Doug Gottlieb in for Colin. This is The Herd on your iHeartRadio station, Fox Sports Radio or foxsportsradio.com. Welcome in. Hope you're doing well. You know, it's interesting. We're watching Baylor took the lead over Texas going into the half at Darrell Craig Royal Stadium. And always fascinating to me how if you've been to Austin and if you understand what Texas is able to do in terms of supporting their student athletes, now paying them, you guys, right, with name, image, and likeness. Walk-ons get $50,000 at Texas. It's a real thing. Make the team, you get 50 grand, essentially pays for your school. But if you watch it, you're like, and you know this, there's no possible explanation that should be acceptable that Texas shouldn't be better than they are or than they have been. I actually think this Texas team, like, they're clearly heading in the right direction. And I think they've done a good job of trying to build the team on that defensive line up front as they prepare for the SEC. But, man, in terms of dollars spent on football and student athletes, it's crazy that Texas is – that Baylor's even able to be competitive with Texas. Crazy. I also think that and I'm interested in this SC Notre Dame game because think about this for a second. When you have time, when I go to break, after I give you my picks, look at the Pac-12 and tell me who are the beaten out of conference. Like the best win for the entire league out of conference is Washington State beating Wisconsin in the Palouse. That's the best win. Let's get to 5 for 5.
I want winners.
Well, we got them.
Touchdown!
5 NFL, 5 college.
5 on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Five. It's 5 for 5 with Doug Gottlieb.
Let's go, 5.
Clemson is a 14.5-point favorite. 2 touchdowns and a hook over South Carolina. Who? Spencer Rattler, right? Coming off his best game of his life. Rivalry. Clemson has not overwhelmed me with how great they are all year. Give me South Carolina and all those points. I'll take them. I don't want to get too cocky about it either. All right. Michigan taking on Ohio State. Ohio State, 8-point favorite. I think it's a great game. Do I think they'll win at home? Sure. I don't think they'll win by more than a touchdown. Give me Ohio State there as well. Georgia taking on Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's an abject disaster. Obviously firing her coach midseason. And I think this is Georgia. I know people are thinking 35.5, that's a ton, but you can't score them. The over-under is 49, so people just don't think Georgia Tech's going to score. I would agree. Give me Georgia there. Wisconsin, they want Jim Leonard to get that job. Trying for Paul Bunyan's axe, right? I'll take the Badgers there. And then Notre Dame, SC. I'm not going to pick this game. USC's a 4.5-point favorite. Notre Dame built very well up front, offensive and defensive lines. I'm going to take the under there. You know, I think Notre Dame looks at the Oregon State game and says, hey, we got a great defensive line. We got a good offensive line. We're going to run it. Run it. Shorten the game. Try and keep the ball out of Caleb Williams' hands. I would take the under, which is 64.5. Give me the under. Let's get to the NFL. Jay Stu, you should probably stop me from doing this. But, I mean, Cardinals feel like, as much as the Chargers are disappointing, the Cardinals feel like a disaster. They just do. You know, and I'm taking the charge to go in there. They're 3-point favorites. I wish if you can get it at 2.5, you'll be even better off. But give me the Chargers. This is a game they have to and will win over a team that is flailing away in the Cardinals. Packers traveling to take on the Eagles. I'm like one of the last real stockholders in Packers stock. Not the stock that you get because you think you own the Packers because you basically gave them money for a poster that says you own stock. No, I'm a stockholder in the Packers still being a playoff team. I'll take the Packers who are getting 6.5. If he gets to 7.5, you got to just do everything you can to get the Packers. Niners are hosting the Saints. Saints are a turf team playing on the road. Saints are a bad team playing the road. Niners just now hitting their stride. They are loaded. Give me the Niners. It's 9.5. Doesn't matter. Give me the Niners. The Raiders taking on the Seahawks. I don't think the Raiders are that far away. They have found ways to lose games with big leads. That's okay. They have a big lead, and they lose this one. Not by – you get 3.5. You get that extra hook. Give me the Raiders. And I'm riding the Taylor Heinicke thing. Taking on the Falcons. Falcons are injured. Falcons aren't very good. Falcons a dome team playing away. Give me the Commanders and 4 points. Those are the picks.
5 on 3. 1, 2, 3.
There it is. 5 NFL. Let's go, 5. 5 college. 5 for 5 with Doug Gottlieb.
Boom. Tales of the demise of Bill Belichick have been greatly exaggerated. Even after a loss? Even after a loss. That's next in the Herd.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.